Over the past 3 years, dozens of schools named after Confederate leaders have been renamed amid a fierce national debate over Confederate symbols. Robert E. Lee High School in Northeast ISD is one of the latest, and the rebranding had been met with quite a bit of resistance. But now that it's official, TPR's Camille Phillips stopped by the first home football game of the season to see how the community is adapting to the change.
It's an hour before kickoff, and Lee's dance teams are running through their warm-ups. They used to be called the Rebel Rousers and the Dixie Drillers. Not anymore. Now they're the Royal Rubies and the Darling Drillers, part of the effort that also changed the mascot, the fight song, and retired some cheers. The dancers still wear their signature cowboy hats, sequins, and fringe, but team mom Jessica Sanchez feels just not the same.
For seniors, at least, that have been there a little bit and have been the original name, it's put a little bit of a gray cloud over their senior year.
The Lee and Lee High School is now an acronym for Legacy of Educational Excellence, not Robert E. Lee. Sanchez was against the change.
It's history, and history is history. We can't change that. It had nothing to do with our era or any of these children.
Like many schools across the country named after Confederate leaders, San Antonio's Robert E. Lee High School was founded in the 1950s, shortly after court-ordered desegregation. There are currently more than 130 schools named after Confederate soldiers. According to Education Week, roughly 36 others have changed their names since 2015, after the Charleston church shooting brought renewed attention to Confederate symbols. Kenny Strawn was a senior at Lee High School last year. He made changing the name his mission.
He was a general that led a rebellion against the United States. And in no other countries on earth do you see them glorifying generals of armies that fought against them.
Strawn says the white supremacist rally at Robert E. Lee's statue in Charlottesville convinced him to push for the name to be removed from his school.
It didn't seem like a place where everyone should feel safe should be named after something like that.
But at this football game, it was hard to find anyone that supports the name change. Down in the student stands, where the mascot dances in their new costume, 10th grader Gabby Moncaba is worried about school spirit.
Everyone's been making fun of the name change and the new school song, so a lot of people don't approve of it.
The mascot used to be a Confederate soldier named Grumpy Gus. Now it's a military service dog. School officials say they spent about $300,000 replacing the mascot, removing the statue of Robert E. Lee in the school lobby, and updating signs. They plan to move that statue and other Confederate-themed artifacts to a museum in the school library. Principal Nicole Franco says they implemented the effort over the summer to get a fresh start for the new school year.
We can't afford the distractions. We have 4 short years with students, and we've got to keep plugging along at what we're here to do.
District officials say it would have cost more than $1 million if they hadn't kept the name Lee and continued calling the athletics teams the Volunteers. But it also helped the school community accept the new name. Deborah Guevara, who went to Lee in the 80s, wasn't happy about it at first. But sitting in the stands next to the band, watching her grandson Rudy perform, she says she's mostly come around because the school is helping him succeed.
I look at him and I get all teary-eyed. Very smart. Debbie, our Texas A&M boy in the band. I know it. I have no doubt.
Guevara says that's what makes her fall in love with the school all over again. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.